Now on the line, I have Frances MacDonald, and she is the communications and research at Sage Advocacy. Good morning, Frances. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. Thanks for having Sage Advocacy on your show this morning.
Absolutely delighted. Now you have a new campaign going called Shed a Tear. Maybe you tell us a bit about that.
I will indeed. So let me just start by telling you a little bit about Sage Advocacy in case some of your listeners haven't heard about us or aren't 100% sure what we do. We're a registered charity which supports vulnerable adults, older people and healthcare patients. And we support and advocate for people independently of their family or service provider or any other interest. And basically our key aim is to make sure people have a voice and help them participate in decisions that affect them directly. So we're a national organisation, we're not just centred in Dublin, and we help people in a lot of different circumstances. And because of that, we know that many people at different times in their lives can face different challenges. And that's why Sage Advocacy believes that the current two-tier healthcare system needs to change, and that what we really need is a single-tier national health service with an integrated system of social care that's focused on home. This month, we've launched our Shed a Tear postcard campaign, which we hope will get people thinking about why Ireland needs a new single-tier national health service. And we think it's time that people start thinking about how they can help treat older people and maybe vulnerable adults more fairly.
Just as it, Sage Advocacy looks after the person, not the family and things like that. They advocate for the person themselves and for their rights and their needs.
That's right. And we're independent, you know, we only want to make sure that people have a voice and that they can participate in decisions and they can make the best decisions for them at that particular moment in time in their life.
Yeah, you know, I got that. That makes total sense. It's a bit like I'm trying to think, the Patients Association, except you're looking after people who are more vulnerable.
Yeah, we're looking after people who are vulnerable. Some are vulnerable adults, some are older people, some are healthcare patients. And sometimes, you know, we are there just to give them the support that they need. You know, sometimes people feel that they're in a position perhaps where they're alone or they don't have the best information, they don't have all the information to make a decision. And we're there as an agent, as a support service to make sure that they have someone by their side to help and advise them and give them support and advocate for them.
Excellent. And the Shed a Tear...
Shed a Tear. So we have this two-tier system at the moment. And what we're saying is we need a single-tier system that's more integrated, you know, that has a system that will include people rather than exclude people.
And you're jumping ahead of my questions.
It's a very exciting campaign for us because we actually have just started sending out the postcards, and the postcards are going out to political and community leaders across Ireland. And you know, we're sending them to various members of the Oireachtas Committee on COVID-19, and we're hoping that it's going to get people talking. Really, you know, we have all of these talks going on about the formation of the next government, and we're saying, like, here's one of the most important issues that we hope everybody would be talking about now.
Well, I tell you, well, just from the name of the campaign is going to get people talking because it's tier as in T-I-E-R.
Exactly, yeah.
Rather than tear as in when you're crying. And a lot of people look at it and they say, they spelled that wrong.
Exactly. But we hope it's going to kind of trigger that thought and people are going to have a look at it and say, OK, well, what's this all about? And actually, if they want to get involved in the campaign, and we'd love them to get involved in the campaign, they can get in touch with us at Sage Advocacy and we'll send them a free postcard to ask them to post that on them to someone in their community or one of their political representatives.
And maybe explain to the listeners why it's so important that we have a single healthcare system rather than what we have at the moment of the national service. But then also, if you can afford to have insurance or pay for yourself, you'll get a premier service.
Exactly. Well, We think, unfortunately, COVID-19 has exposed some of the underlying weaknesses in the current two-tier system, and in particular, the fragmented nature of social care for older people, because even before COVID-19, there was no clear framework for the provision of medical care for some of the most vulnerable people in our communities. Currently, care in people's home is inadequately funded. It's not on a statutory basis and it's unregulated. But nursing home care is on a statutory basis and is regulated. And this is despite decades of policy development by various governments which recommended a focus on home. So we think, you know, when you look at the whole system and you look at nursing care on the statutory basis, which is regulated, but it has a very complex and from what we believe, dangerous architecture. So for example, many people might know that the system is that the National Treatment Purchase Fund buys the care from private providers. It doesn't really look at have a consideration of the range of needs that is required. Then the HSE administers the scheme, but the contract is between an older person and, for example, a nursing home. And then we have HICWA that sets the standards but has no role in setting the price. So that's a very complicated process for people on the outside looking in. And what we're saying is we now need an integrated system of long-term support and care that spans all care situations with one single source of funding. And that comes back to the whole system of getting rid of the two-tier national healthcare system that exists and creating a single-tier national health service with an integrated system of social care that's focused really on home. Because we know from a lot of research that people really want to be cared for in places of their choice. And quite often that is at home.
Indeed, I've said this for a long time, that it's far cheaper to look after somebody at home, to have someone, or not everybody, but the majority of people as they get older, particularly as they get older. It's far cheaper to look after them at home than it is to have them put into care homes and so forth. Now, there'll always be a need for care homes in some form or another, and nursing homes in some form or another. But in general, for someone, you know, who's got their wits about them but is maybe a little bit shaky on the legs or something like that, there's no reason why we can't.
Yeah, of course, we see that you know, there's a whole range of different needs for different people. So we need this integrated system of long-term support and care. And just last month, our executive director gave evidence to the Ruckus Special Committee on COVID-19, and he told them about a number of recommendations that Sage Advocacy has developed, which we think could address some of the key issues it's now facing in ageing Ireland, particularly after COVID-19. And one of these is, you know, let's integrate private nursing homes into the wider framework of public health and social care, and have clearer guidelines on the skills and level of nursing staff and medical care that's required in congregated care settings.
And tell me this, I'm one of the lucky ones in that I've been able to afford to pay health insurance. But if you took all the money that goes into the private healthcare system and put it into the public healthcare system, would that be enough to cover the costs of having a one-tier system?
I think there's been a lot of research done on various different models. So it's a very complex structure. So there's not just one easy answer that will be a yes or no answer to that, because you do have quite a lot of different requirements and different needs. So you can't just say, you know, we don't need nursing homes, B, we don't need congregated care in the community. What we're saying is we need options, and we need a single source of funding for these options. So Sage Advocacy has done quite a lot of research on what new options that we could consider. And like, for example, we could have a home support service in an older person's home, some of which do exist already, or we could look at home sharing with registered embedded tenants who would provide basic support within a home, or perhaps, you know, how about co-located housing, where you would have two or three generations living on site in different units. And I know this has been an issue that's been discussed previously, but, you know, the proposals are about why not have foster families for older people who might have no other family supports. And I think, you know, we've all sort of seen over the last couple of months how families have missed out on grandparents, how, you know, people have missed out on seeing their older relatives. And we know how important they are in society, and we know how people want to interact, different generations want to interact. So for people that don't have an older relative or an older generation, or perhaps for an older adult who doesn't have a family immediately near them, then perhaps this idea of foster families encourages a new way of thinking about the whole concept.
Indeed. We see it in other societies where the intergenerational family unit.
Multi-generations live under one roof.
Exactly. And it is a huge benefit to everyone. To the child growing up has the grandparent there who can support them and has more time, is not as probably is not working, has maybe retired, has more time to give to the children, and that supports the parents, can get on with it, their work and other things they have to do, and it's a much nicer way of living.
Yeah, it is a wonderful infrastructure, and I think perhaps maybe we underestimated just how important that is in our community. I think we missed, you know, the fact that we didn't see grandparents out and about, we didn't see older people out and about on our streets and our parks and in our supermarkets, and that was a huge void for everybody. And now we're coming back to it and we're thinking, okay, right, this is brilliant. You know, grandparents can finally get to see their grandkids. Older people can get to see their relatives in, you know, face-to-face in a one-to-one capacity, albeit sometimes more clearly outside. But now, you know, sort of when we look at that and put it on a bigger scale, we kind of need to see, right, how can our society and how can our next government, you know, create a better structure that enables people to enjoy living in a place of their choice if they need support particularly, which is why we keep coming back to the fact that, you know, we need this single-tier national health service and we need it to be integrated, the system of support and of social care, but also it needs to be focused on home.
Yeah, I am in total agreement with you that we need a single healthcare system, but what we don't need is just an extension of the current public healthcare system.
Yeah, I think, you know, we believe, you know, some of the proposals under Sláintecare are very important, and that we need to look at a wider range of options. We need to now look at some of the options that are on the table and see how, you know, we move forward and integrate that into our structure.
Yeah, I'm always saddened and perplexed by, you know, why there's such long waiting lists in the public healthcare system. You know, if and I'm thinking of just a very simple one of where somebody needs has cataracts. Like, you could be waiting up to 2 years to get your cataracts done.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous, you know, for an older person, you know, who maybe is in their 70s, 80s and older. 2 years is an awful long time. And the exact same on the other end, where you have children who may have, shall we say, have a speech impediment in some way and need some support. A child being told, oh, you're going to have to wait 2 years to see a speech and language therapist. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, Sage Advocacy, you know, our policy, our approach is that the two-tier healthcare system means that those who can afford it get ahead of those who cannot. And also, you know, we have it has also created a siloed approach to the long-term support and care of older people. And that's biased towards congregated settings. So the two-tier system, it just is not and it's just not working for us. And a one-tier system would be more inclusive. You know, if we share the tiers we want to say and set about building financial care, then we can create a single-tier national health service with an integrated system of social care, and particularly in our experience, focused on home.
Yes, indeed. And if one thing that is the COVID-19 has shown us is that the congregated system for elderly care is probably not the best, because if you get an outbreak of something like COVID-19 and you have all your more vulnerable people in one space, it doesn't work out well.
No, I think we've seen that, there's also issues that, we do believe there's a learning experience from COVID-19, and there's issues like the lack of clinical oversight in nursing homes. And we believe that, new measures need to be put in place that will, by integrating private nursing homes into the wider framework on health and social care, that will address some of those issues.
So, If somebody wants to learn more about it, somebody wants to support you in your work, and I'm sure your advocacy isn't cheap to do either, how can people support you?
Well, we are a charity. We are a registered charity, and we do receive some funding and some support. But we have, if people want to get in contact with us for like information and support, we do have a rapid response service that people can call from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily. And if you don't mind, I'll just give people that number in case it would be useful for them.
Please do.
And it's 1-850-719-4000. And for any families, we also, if you want to see any more information, or if you want to get more information, our website is www.sageadvocacy.ie, and there's a wealth of information there about the support and services that we can help and provide. Our basic message is that no one should ever feel that they're alone or that they don't have anyone to turn to, because Sage Advocacy is there to provide support and help, and also to advocate for them.
Frances, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I wish you all the best with the Shed a Tear campaign.
Thank you very much, Michael.
All the best, Frances. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me this morning.
Anytime. Thank you.
All the best. Bye-bye. Now, I have to say I am in full agreement there with Frances on a single healthcare system. And that's not to knock people who, like myself, who are paying a private health insurance because we can afford it, and we see the need for us to do it, that if something goes wrong that we'll get looked after straight away rather than having to wait on a long waiting list. And yes, people could say, well, that's being selfish and you're jumping queues and things like that. And in a way you're right, but in another way, is that not just the human, someone being a human, and that you're going to look after yourself as best you can? But I would be quite happy to pay in taxes the money I'm putting in to into health insurance if we could have a single tier system that works well. Just let me know if you agree with me on that. You can text me in on 087 6944 500.